Don't worry about it.
Wait, we were sitting in here testing out the chairs this morning, and Halston Christian were here. And I was like, today's guest is so fucking ugly. And they're like, oh my God. I was like, guys, I'm kidding. Wait till he's here. And they're like, thank God.
She has such a pretty face. I've always thought that since the minute I laid eyes on you before I even met you.
Not so much your face, but no, I'm just kidding. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
First of all, what's your last name, Abby?
Arad.
Arad.
Arad. A-R-A-D.
Oh, Arad.
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 So Samantha tells me, she's like, and just let me finish. You're going to get uncomfortable.
Go ahead.
Okay. She tells me earlier this week, she's like, oh my God, my friend Abby is coming on. You're going to love her. I was like, cool. She's like, she's a stylist. And I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, ugh, I have nothing in common with stylists. Because it's like, I think people, like with stylists, all I know are the ones on. I know one stylist, Rebecca Ramsey. And
do you know who that is?
Oh. No. So she, but I think when you think of it, it's like, oh my God.
I know.
The dominatrix cowboy boots with edible spurs this fall. I'm dead. Like something like that. Spurs.
It's a very, it's like a personality type.
Yes.
And also it's an archetype. And there's also a lot in LA that are of this archetype. And so, yes.
That I just dress weird for sport.
Yes.
So anyway, I don't know if my phone was listening to me, but you popped up.
Oh.
And I was like,
or
that's
did I text
weird.
You her profile?
Oh, maybe that was it. I don't remember. But anyway, I was going through your Instagram and I was like, oh my God, like she's cool. You're sensible. You're sensible.
Thank you so much.
Where I'm like, wait a minute. Like you did a Target haul of like dupes.
Yeah.
And then you had like, what was it? 30% comfort. Like two parts of your outfit are fancy. One part can be dressed down.
Yeah. One third ugly.
It's like you're more into style than fashion.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I so appreciate that. That's so nice of you to say.
So I was like into your Instagram and I was like, oh, I fucking like her.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Well, she's super likable. She's really warm and friendly and like no shade at all, but also has amazing taste. And what I love about what you do is that it's not just one brand or one thing. Like, it's always interesting because it's all different brands. It's all different topics, you know, in that like sort of genre. And also hacks. I love the hacks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do love a shortcut. I do love like practicality.
Yeah.
I really,
practicality.
We are all like living a life and it's just, you know, I want everybody wearing clothes that make them feel good and never weird and that's
comfortable.
If you have
sensory issues,
and like fitting, like, and like the fit and making sure everything is like, you know, like just little tweaks that make a huge difference.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, that's something that I feel like before you, I wasn't seeing anyone do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks. That's so kind.
And we were actually, so remember I was talking about the color wheel thing?
This is, I saw that on Instagram.
It was hers.
Too.
It was you that I saw. And then I was talking about it on our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But then we were wondering, and tell us if you can answer. We were wondering, like, what about brown eyes? So that wheel, that picture.
I saw that wheel on yours.
Yeah, that I posted. And there are so many more that you can find. That was like a top line.
Yeah.
A top line entry point.
Yeah.
But you can dig in and find color wheels that have brown. All browns kind of have an undertone, right?
Yeah.
Like this, and then you really look at your eyes, like you see, and then you
like
can
you
see.
Like you have coyote eyes.
My kids have brown eyes, but there's like a little bit of blue in there.
Yeah.
And so that's, and then in those color wheels that apply to eye makeup, they have them specifically for eye makeup.
Oh, they
and
do.
You can see. Yes, totally. And so you can see, like, if my brown eyes have blue undertones, then this would
blue
be the
undertones.
Shade for me.
Yeah,
like a little
yellow.
Bit of, like, I can see that.
Yeah, yellow.
I have yellow undertones in my eyes.
For me, though, orange, you were saying, like it looks like orange is across from blue. Like, does that mean, like, orange eyeshadow? Like,
an orange liner.
Liner.
Or whatever sort of neutral eyeshadow you use with a little hint of orange in it. I'm not saying like a Crayola.
Yeah, I was like, I've never done like straight up primary orange.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And nor do I think you should.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
My friend in college, just 20 years ago, used to wear this liner and she had gorgeous blue eyes or brown eyes. I'm sorry. And she used to wear this liner and we were all like, how does that look so fucking good on you? But it was brown. It was brown, and across from the color we are from brown is teal.
Yes.
And she was like,
you have a picture of it? Oh my God, yeah. Ooh.
Right? And she that's all she wore was like, well, this was us in college.
I do love like a baby blue.
But like, how did you pull that picture up?
Do you have that ready to go?
Ready to go?
No, we have a chain. Our college friends do.
That's exactly it.
But it's exactly that's it. Where exactly I was like, it always looked, it was bold. It was a bold statement. Bold,
but it pops.
But it
pops.
Worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't work on me. I tried it.
The teal. Oh well. It's a moment.
You know.
So Abby has these hats that, like, I think the whole, at least I know, like, I don't know, most of California, probably a lot of the country know about. You designed these hats.
Yes.
I don't know, like 4 years ago?
Yeah. My hat. So basically, the long story made short is that I'm a stylist and I've been styling, and pre-COVID, I had lots of clients and I was just working and doing styling and nothing else. And then it was COVID, and then all of my clients were locked away and I had no work. And I was like, will I ever even see them again? Will anyone leave the house? Mm-hmm. Like, it was a very scary time for everybody. And I always had a hat just like this that people would always compliment me on my hat that I had gotten it at a gardening, like a, it was like a gardening hat.
And
people would always tell me that they loved my hat. And I was like, you know what?
Don't mind me.
I
know, it's a real vibe. You look like phenomenal. You're about to walk into a White Lotus season.
You do. Honestly, if it's perfect, and it's like, sorry to interrupt, but it's like a high quality version of all
a gardening
hat. Or like a hat you would find in Cabo or something, you know, like a really like sun blocking hat.
It's very sun blocky.
I love it so much.
Thank
so yeah,
you.
So this was a COVID.
It's a COVID
idea.
Business. Kind of, yeah. And then I was just like, I will.
It's not going to fit my head.
It will fit your head.
It totally it does. Will.
See?
Oh my God, you look amazing in it.
That's yours.
No.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
Just kidding.
It is.
I'm going to fight
this
her for
so
it.
This is so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Wish that's I yours. Like,
oh, thanks, Sandra.
There you go.
It's amazing.
It really fits your head perfectly. Yeah. That was like
you know what's
did
funny
you do different sizes?
No, they have an elastic. There's an elastic on the inside.
That's genius.
That's kind of a strong elastic.
Can we have a tape measure? I want to measure Katie and I's head. I think mine is bigger.
No, it's not.
Okay. Let's just see. I've been measuring heads. Oh my God. Really?
Really?
Oh, what? Of course you have, Sandra, because you're so on
Sandra,
point.
You have a...
Yes.
Oh, Sandra, we should talk.
Yeah.
So I had to... So I basically was like, I'm going to make my hat and
so
sell them.
Amazing.
So I found a place to make them. And then I put up a website and I posted on Instagram. I was like, if you like my hat, please buy one. And then
Are
it became a thing.
Are people buying them?
And it became a thing. Yeah.
I mean,
so it was like...
She sold thousands.
It became
Serious?
Like a really big thing. And now I really focus on, and so my website's called Your Stylist Says.
Yes. And that is that your, that's not your handle.
No, my handle's, but it's mentioned in there.
Okay.
And I see you trying to measure your head and I love this.
Let's measure.
The average is 22 to 23 inches.
Watch, I'm a men's extra large.
So am I. I bet I'm 27.
I want to get up and help you right now.
What else? What are you?
22 and a quarter.
22 to 23 inches is the average.
Where do you know where to start?
Is it?
Yeah. Start in the middle of your head. Right here. Yeah. There you go. I would bring it down just a
Should
little.
Should you measure us so we know we're like on the same?
Do you want me?
Yeah.
Abby, 23?
Hold on. No, do her and do me that. We need somebody who's going to really like do this right.
What is your pimple ahead? I bet it's like 16.
No, I have the same. I'm 22.
All gorgeous people have big heads.
Yeah. Right. Do you know that used to be like
you're a 23.
Yeah. That used to be a prereq. Of course I did.
Let me see if I did.
God, I wish you had a headband right now. It'd really make the lip.
The one from my camping trip.
22 and a half. You measured yours perfectly, too.
Big head.
The fact that you had a tape measure, like, ready on...
Because she's the goat. Sandra's just like...
So good.
I bet the circumference of your thigh is the same as my arm.
Stop it. That's a different podcast and a different conversation.
Okay, wait, you think that's a normal size head?
Yeah, 22 to 23 inches. I have been making and selling hats for a long time, and I am really dialed in on this fact.
Wow, because I find that there are quite a few hats that don't fit me.
I have to buy men's.
This is like...
Is this a problem in the world?
No, I just think that like... I don't know why people make... I don't know why other brands make their hats. I mean, a lot of times shorter, smaller women maybe have slightly smaller, but I think in my experience... those numbers, 22 to 23 inches.
What are you?
Fascinating.
I'm 23.
Like, will you measure your head? Do you know yours already?
I'm 57. Oh, Jesus. I was like, 57.
Yeah, tell us what 57 centimeters is. I know, I
can't do that.
So
math.
Now I'm when I meet someone, I'm not only going to ask what their sign is, I'm going to ask what their head measurement
their head
is.
Size yeah. is.
Yeah. 22 and a half.
Wow, I wonder Twins. Who has a little head. You know who has the smallest head I've ever seen? Leanne.
Really?
Oh, is I she bet here? Hers. She'll be here soon. We've got to measure her head.
Okay. Wait, sorry. What did you just say? You were 22?
Yeah. No, I said 23. Like 22, between 22 and 23. Yeah.
It's fascinating. Your head looks so tiny.
But I have a lot of like product in my hair. It's very
yeah,
slick
she's
today.
Slick. She's slick.
Like,
this is the look. This is the look that I've been seeing. Okay, so
it's for dirty hair.
Can we talk about hair trends though?
Absolutely.
Or do you follow hair trends?
I'm ready
okay,
to roll.
So I am so bored because I don't do anything with my hair anymore. I feel like I used to.
How can you
to,
say that? No.
Style wise. Color, yes. Style wise, I'm so boring. And I don't know if it's because like I have less hair now or it's shorter or whatever, but I do feel like most like the trend now is this slicked back look or like half up slicked and half, you know, I've seen that a lot too.
I think it's a Bieber, TikTok, clean beauty, all mush together.
Yes.
I do think it's coming from that.
Yes, for sure.
She has been
Hailey
known
Bieber.
To, yes,
mm-hmm.
has been known to, you know, wear a slick back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just like I do it because it's just
so easy.
Like slick.
Yeah. I wear my hair like that
tight
every day.
It's so easy. I did look at myself today and I was like blazer and this. And I was like, it's giving like a stewardess a little bit. And I was like, I had a scarf too. And I was like, no scarf. That is,
you
draw the line.
TWA? Yes, exactly.
I was like, this is giving Delta Airlines. And
I love
do that
it.
On this podcast.
I love it. No, I think you're right. I think that's exactly right. It's that sort of genre that Hailey Bieber.
Clean aesthetic.
Yeah.
Slick.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do for Luca's bar mitzvah?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. It's like, you know, when you go crazy on a hairstyle I'm like dramatic. And if I do something, I want it to be like,
yeah,
a clear
yeah.
something
statement.
Yeah. And like for my wedding,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I'll send you a picture. We'll put it up in the post. I did this, like what I like to call like sort of like Bride of Frankenstein, like a chic, sophisticated Bride of Frankenstein. It was
yes.
like huge. It was all up and like, but like massive. Like
it was
not
like
a beehive.
Elvis Presley.
Yeah, it was.
That's probably the wrong thing.
That's
to say.
Cool.
No, I mean,
kind of like it was like. Poof.
We'll post pictures of it. It was actually sort of epic, right? And then after there was like a few years after, and I think everyone does this with wedding stuff. They'll be like, I think if your hair was down, you're like, I should have done it up. If it was up, you're like, I should have done it down.
I should. Yes. Exact same. I'm like, my ears were sticking out. How awful. I can't believe I did that.
Yes.
I did like a half up, half
yes.
down. Stupid.
Should have worn earrings. Shouldn't have worn earrings. Should have worn another necklace. The necklace looked horrible. Like, it's so funny. But so now it's been long enough that I'm like, oh my, it's like vintage at this point where I'm like, oh my God, it was so fucking
jacket.
Dope. And like ballsy of me to do that.
I love that. I can't wait to see a picture.
But now, yeah, I'll show you a picture. But now I'm like, I know. I was thinking about, I don't really want to do clip-in extensions because I'm just like, it feels like hindering me a bit, you know?
That is the other hair trend if we're going to talk about hair trends. I don't know if you guys have been watching Mormon Housewives show. Obviously. Okay. We're all on the
yes.
same page here. I have never been so tantalized by hair
extensions
in my life.
I never
really?
Want to clip on another.
Never. I have
never.
I've
you never.
Never
I never want to clip in again.
You want like actual.
I'm clipping out.
Oh, wait. Do they show them like getting the same, the individuals?
They all have the same
they
exact
hairstyle.
They all
have the same hair. And then
it's
the
Utah
girls
curls.
Turn around and you see it's like a sea of hair.
Yeah.
It's
real? Real hair?
Oh,
no.
See, look.
I mean, there it is. See, have you ever seen so many
so
hair extensions
hair. Oh,
in your life? And
but
they
it
all
looks
have the
so
same.
Good.
They all have the same wave. And to be
Whitney's
honest.
Whitney's the only one that doesn't partake.
Right. She's the.
But
she's
how
the
do we know
one.
They're all extensions?
Look at those. Look at that.
We're just going off
this
of.
This chick with the lips, the third in, Jizzy or whatever. No, the other one. She owns a hair extension
yes.
place. And they all go there twice a week.
But like
and
keratins,
also,
like singles?
They get so much. Like, did
Wefts,
you watch
maybe?
The episode where they get all
of
the
course.
Feet? Right? So they're getting all the stuff all the time. Like, why would your hair be real and everything else?
Well,
wild. we're all staring at that. We have no words.
I have no words.
No words.
No words.
So that's another, that's also in the hair zeitgeist as well. There's always a flowing mane.
I never want to see it. And you know what? I did it. I did it a few, I did it for an Oscars party. I clipped them all in and it was like, I looked ridiculous. I looked so ridiculous that I was like, I look like a 45-year-old that's trying to be 22 again.
There is that.
Or I'm
Like, yeah, short hair just seems more chic. So but then you see like a good like long hair and you're like, goddess.
You know who has a good long ponytail situation is Jennifer Fisher. Do you guys follow her? She always has a good sleek situation and then a long braided pony, which I think is really
cool. I wonder
cool.
if that is her own.
I love it. I think it looks
so
Rita very
makes
cool.
that clip-in ponytail, which I have.
I wanted Cotty. To call you and borrow it for Emmys.
You
and then,
should.
Well, I already did it.
Her hair. She,
I ended
her
up
hair
having
looks,
to do a
I love
bubble.
All her photo shoots. Right. I think
Me
they do
too.
Such a good job. She looks.
I think that one in the Wall Street Journal, that like
Who is
blonde
this?
Picture. Yeah. She's a jewelry designer. Oh. She used to be a stylist.
Yeah.
She's very cool. She has a good like. Her Instagram is fun. It's a fun. She's a fun follow.
And she does fine jewelry and like also like plated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funky mm-hmm. stuff mm-hmm. and yeah, all the things. But she has a good. Tell me about the clip-in pony that you're familiar with. I love a clip.
Okay,
I love
so
to know
my,
about a clip-in pony.
The girl that did my hair and a friend who did my hair for like over 10 years probably. And now she's kind of too far away, too busy. It's like the scheduling gets hard. So I've started going to someone else. Like I still have dreams of going to her like on occasion. But she has a hair extension line. Her name's Rita Lowry. I'm going to botch that. Yeah, exactly. She has, yeah. She has a hairline called Rita Hair. That's her. And she makes the most... First of all, she does...
Oh my
well, she's
God.
Married. She's married to like a rock star. He's in Motley Crue. His name's John. She was the first, I mean, 12, 13 years ago to be doing like the individual keratins.
Oh.
Then she has such a huge clientele of extension clients that then she started making her own hair, I would say probably like 4 or 5 years ago. So she makes individuals. She makes clip-ins, which I have... clip-ins from her. I never think they look right. And then she has this ponytail that you put your own pony up. And then there's a, like it's a long
claw,
one long thing. There's one claw and one string. And you, after you clip it onto your pony, you wrap the string. So it like just looks all in one.
Brilliant.
But maybe I do that if I have someone do it to
I
me.
Would.
It's too hard.
You
to...
have to bring in extra hands for that.
Hold on, hold on. How long
Will
is
you
it
look
though?
Up the pony, the ponytail?
How long is the pony?
Oh my God, long. Because everything, I'll be like, how long should I get? She's like, she always tells me like the longest. She's like, more is more
that.
And bigger is bigger. Like, you know, she's that type of girl.
Well, and I also think if you're going to do a clip in, a hair extension, whatever it is, mm-hmm. like just do the thing. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. you're going to do a pony, do mm-hmm. the pony. Like,
I tried, so I did it the other week for Emmys.
Yeah.
But since my hair is so
Tape
blonde,
in, clip
I
in.
Put
okay,
it,
maybe she doesn't
the
have
pony
one.
In. Mm-hmm. I did it really low. And then I tried it really high and I was like, it was a huge weft.
Mm-hmm.
So then I put it in the middle and I was like, fuck it, I'll figure it out. And I put my hair in a ponytail and then I wrapped the hair around and I was like, I don't know what to do. And then it occurred to me in the car, I'm like, I'm just going to do bubble. Like,
yeah,
do three
the little
clear.
I love when people do that. I love how that
it
looks.
The bubble
like,
pony?
Yeah.
It was perfect because it took, she did the second one right where my blunt hair ended and went like that.
Genius.
And you couldn't tell at all.
Yeah. Oh,
but
I
like
love
it
that.
Bums me out when you can see the separation. You're just like.
You should post a picture of your hairdo in that so we can get a visual on that. Because I want to see that. That sounds
also,
really pretty.
Also, I feel, so it feels like a little exposed, a little vulnerable when your hair is like completely back. But it does sort of give you a bit of a facelift too.
Oh,
it
totally does.
A tight, right and tight.
Well, but will I get a headache?
Right
will I get a headache? Or should I just
Who
like.
Who cares? That's a headache.
Take
that should
like,
be the last
take two
of your
Advil.
Worries.
You take Advil every 6.
Oh,
yeah, that looks
so pretty.
Good. Right?
Yeah. Oh,
like,
you got to
oh,
share
perfect.
That.
Yeah, share that with Sandra. Okay. That looks amazing.
Perfect.
And wait, Kelly did that?
Kelly did that. Uh-huh. She was amazing.
It's stunning.
Yeah, I like that.
That's really good.
Maybe I'll copy that.
You should.
You can do it.
That's a really cool idea.
I just feel like
it was so easy and I got so many compliments because it
looked
so much harder.
There's
what?
Something safe.
Why would you do that?
With the ponytail, you'd be like this.
Oh, no. You're gonna do a center part like I did.
Oh, I was thinking like all back.
Oh, no. That was the back.
You think like this down?
But the front was just
it's
like
almost
a
like
center.
This, but you stick the pony back here.
But high.
I would do middle, actually. Okay. Too high is a little Barbie.
It's a little genie.
It's a little genie in a bottle.
No, it needs to be said. Do you know where the perfect place is? Do you feel the bone right on your head right there?
The back.
Where it dips? You want the pony to hit right where that bone sticks out.
Okay, fine.
Because then it goes out further.
Well, that's then maybe I'm going to be a pony.
There goes my hairstyle. I'm just kidding.
Shut up. Be a matcher. I don't know. You know, I might not do it.
It's so easy. But you know what? The only thing to pay attention to?
What?
My forehead looked huge. So when you do the middle part, you've got to pull the hair down.
Well, you have a huge forehead.
I know. We're in good company. Two of us. They're like landing pads.
I love big foreheads.
You guys, either way, test it out before you rock and roll.
Yeah.
You got to do a trial
on
that.
Yeah, I totally do. I really do.
It's going to be great.
I'm like, oh.
It's so easy though. You'll be like, ha ha.
And actually, I think it's a fun thing to have.
And you never wear your hair back.
I never do. That's why it should happen. You're right.
I think so too.
I'll use the hair powder to go super scandy.
Oh, you'll look like, dragon lady.
Yeah. Woo! Targaryen.
Whatever.
I love it. Hair powder. When I walked in, you guys were talking about hair powder and that stuff. I will just chime in.
Yeah.
Really is the best.
It's amazing.
I need to buy it. What's it called?
Boldify.
I use one from Madison Reed. It's like I've been using the same one for years. Is it the same puffer?
Is it tiny like that?
Yeah. And it has a powder puffy thing.
So they probably ripped off Madison Reed.
Or whomever. I don't know. Probably took it from someone else.
Boldify hairline powder.
Yeah. I kind of think it's the application more than I don't even think the powder is that revolutionary. I think that it's the application. That puff, the way it applies, it's like
it's very easy.
Light blonde, medium blonde, what are we?
Light.
Should I be medium or light?
It should just be called Targaryen.
Guess when I get it? Today at 2:00. How is that possible?
I love America.
The world is amazing.
I fucking love America.
The world. Guess
there's
when
a guy
it.
On a bicycle being like, who needs hair powder?
I shall deliver.
You're in luck.
Immediately.
Emergency.
Hair powder.
Wait,
emergency.
So are you guys going to comment on why I'm wearing this?
Why are you? I assumed it was for Abby. Back.
Because I just unboxed it right when I was leaving the house. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going on the 5th grade camping trip later today.
Oh,
El Cap.
You're the mom we all want to be. This is amazing. Where did you get it?
Zara.
Oh, fabulous.
So it's like not precious.
It's awesome. Not precious.
You
it's
could
fantastic.
Still drinks all over 100%. Me and I would still love you.
And it looks really, I'm going to pet you, stick your
you
arm out
You will not
here.
Catch a chill.
It's warm. It's great.
Isn't it great?
You look stick at, a look. Cashmere sweater under that
oh,
so
Jesus.
You actually stay warm.
They had a classic leopard.
And you're
going to
be great.
I thought this, is this a snow leopard?
That's snow leopard.
I like it a lot. I think this is, it's really.
Dalmatian.
It's, you know what? Zara is the best for faux fur. I'm just going to say that. Extra loud and clear.
Yeah, you can't win with that. Though.
You can't
because you wear real, and then you're like insecure. But then you wear faux, and you're like, "This is fake."
But
you feel insecure you can't either
wear
way.
You can't really wear real anymore.
No.
I have so much real.
Well, it does keep you warm. You can say it's vintage, which I
it is vintage.
Do,
that's the
and
only
it is vintage.
Thing you can do.
And I would never buy real.
Yeah,
it is
vintage, and frankly, vintage fur is fine. It's from the days of yore.
Yeah.
And it was different, different times.
It's an heirloom
and it does keep you really warm.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
if you are going to a place that is genuinely cold, which is not Los Angeles, but it is cold other places and you can and should wear that.
Yeah.
It's freezing.
Yeah.
It really does keep you warm.
That reminds me.
It's got some body to it though. There's no looking thin in real fur. You're like, like, hold on, me and my animal are coming through.
I love that. You're like making an entrance in it.
Oh, thanks. Well, I also just think it's like funny and fun and people will like get a kick out of it.
Such as pink hair.
It's just so good.
Are you going to have pink hair for the bar mitzvah?
No. I didn't really think about that before I did it the other day, but it'll wash out
by then. It'll wash out in like 2 days.
All right. I want to talk about your necklace.
Yes. Let's talk about it. So
okay.
I'm getting hot, but I hope the air has been pumping. Guys, the tag's still on because I just needed your approval.
Determined? Let me see how itchy it is.
You know what? I'm really glad you got that. And I think you're
I think
wearing
it's
it to
good.
The perfect
I'm
place.
So happy
I
am.
I'm
this.
Really like amping it up.
Okay. So you guys, there's a brand. Did they gift this to you?
Tell me.
Dorsey.
Yeah.
They gifted it to you?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Just kidding. Okay, so they've been around for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, I think.
Yeah.
It's a brand called Dorsey, and they make actually really beautiful, very like on, like the designs are classic, but they're also like current.
Yeah.
I don't think any of it's all like plated or lab grown, right?
Yes. Well, it's okay. It's yes. It's a really cool, it's the coolest version of what they would call demi-fine, which is like not fine jewelry. Fine jewelry is like over $2,000 and real.
Yeah.
This is, everything is under, I would say under $1,000 and it looks very luxe and they kind of like work around. They do some really good workarounds.
Mm-hmm.
Plating is good. The quality of the clasp is good. So it feels like expensive.
Yeah.
And I have pulled from them a ton. They're also like, their showroom is really close to my house. So I was like working with them and putting my clients in it. And then I started like working
with
them directly.
I want to come with you to the showroom next time you go.
Can I come? They actually don't let me come in. They only bring things downstairs. Isn't that so interesting?
Odd. What's it called?
It's called Dorsey.
Because I do think there's hits like that I love. And then there's other things I've ordered. I'm like, no. Like, I just got that ear cuff.
Oh, I loved that. I haven't seen it in real life.
See how like I don't have like a lobe. Mm. Like there's no like.
It's attached.
It's attached.
Yeah.
My lobe's attached. So this cuff kind of is, it's beautiful if you have the right ear for it. It's on her. The blonde. Yeah. Yeah, her.
So
it kind of needs to go under there a little. Otherwise for me, it's like, it's smashed.
It looks like your ear has a wedgie.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Your wedgie. But it's really cool. I just returned that. Anyway, I love their stuff. But I have a real tennis necklace. Like I don't know. I've ordered it's not lab grown diamond. It's lab white sapphire. And I just think next to actual real diamonds, it's like too white and it looks a little weird. So I don't know that I like mixing those two. But then I saw the turquoise and I was like, I love turquoise.
I love the turquoise. I loved
it. Am I insane? And then I saw it on you. Like, now I know that I was on the right track.
Yes, I love it. And that's so pretty.
I like that.
Yeah.
I cannot pull off a tennis necklace.
Yes, you can.
No, I look like a pit bull in jewelry. I just can't do it.
I am not like a tennis necklace kind of person. Like, it's either
have one in your Instagram. I got deep in your Instagram.
What's your take? What's your take?
On a tennis necklace?
Yeah.
For me personally,
I think they can be boring sometimes.
I love it mixed and funky.
Yes.
Like you have to be edgy with it the way you always
stand alone. It's like country club.
It is exactly which I'm so allergic to. That is a look I cannot bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that level of like preppiness.
You are teed up for that look too.
Which, preppy?
Yeah.
I mean, she could do anything.
You're like clean, chic.
That's so nice.
You could play that card if
you
wanted to.
I appreciate that. It's really not a culture I like. It's like I
associate with. You can relate to.
Fuck you. You guys have anything else you want to take off and put on me?
Yeah, probably. You didn't have to look at me. Look at you.
Do you want a
sex worker
over here?
I'm like, give her the dog.
What kind of cosplay?
Sitting with the dog the whole time.
The dog's been asleep with his eyes open.
Actually, you guys, I'm never giving this thing
This
away.
Dog is the greatest thing on earth.
Isn't he? And I didn't even want him.
God, he's
Am I awful?
So
I'm taking
cute.
Him.
I was like,
I'm
going to
tell
us
you my biting
dog. What's his origin story?
Yeah. He's just he's from a Mormon family.
Oh, he's like those
in
girls
Utah.
With the hair extensions.
Yes. And he is a miniature toy golden doodle.
Because I wish I was as tired as him.
Someone asked me yesterday, they're like, how do you get a miniature? And I was like, oh, I think the dad is the little poodle and the mom's the golden retriever. And they're like, and I was like, well, think about it the other way. Like, that would be grotesque. The dad was the golden.
They're not like, like standard and then miniature. Like they go,
So I think they took breeded ones. That are the size and then did it.
You got to go smaller.
I don't think it was like
smaller,
a huge golden retriever walking
you can't
in.
Do that.
the little poodle.
While those are up though, Sam, those earrings on the right are like my favorite go-tos. They're $200.
They look like a Jessica McCormick.
Cool, edgy. Yeah. Like I like the dark around it.
The rhodium.
I use these all the time.
Do you have 3-carat or 2-carat?
I put them on everybody. Depends who I'm putting it on.
Yeah.
If it's a smaller girl, I use the smaller one. If it's like a taller, bigger girl.
So what are you doing? You're going and pulling from them, borrowing it, or you're gifting it to your client?
No, I borrow it for my clients.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, you're going on.
Okay.
Watch
Wait,
what happens
I love
live
those.
With
yeah.
these earrings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love it.
What else is on here that is your go-to?
Those earrings are my always. There's some, I mean, we can go through it, but there's like some necklaces that I really like to layer.
I like that
too.
Necklace. I'm going to buy that necklace.
That necklace with the diamonds at the bottom. Oh, that's very
so great.
Pretty. And you
I
can
think
layer
I could pull
that.
That off.
Have you?
But I can't do the full.
I agree.
Do you ever like,
I think that's right.
I like showered in this and I'm like, I don't.
You're fine.
I think it's fine because it's like plated. Oh, I like that one. I want to, have you tried this one on the left?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen that.
Will you click on that one?
I like that. But I love the turquoise and it like weirdly sparkles.
It does.
I love the three prong.
Yeah.
And the diamond just, that was it for me.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
I like that.
Is yours 16 or 15?
I think it's 16.
Okay.
Ooh, look at the face.
I like that.
Well, that's an interesting thing about this brand. Yes. They have really edgy kind of, models. I like their
I wanted to
styling.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
It's intriguing.
It is. That's
it's
how
severe.
I think.
It's severe.
And I think that's how they make their point of difference. I mean, costume jewelry is costume jewelry.
And their girls don't
different.
Wear much makeup.
Right. It's very like
angular.
New York.
Yeah. It's just like oil.
Oil.
I'm just
a glaze.
Glaze your face.
I'm just going to wear like a little drop of face oil.
We get it. You're dewy.
Yeah. You're so dewy.
You're so dewy.
And you don't have any Botox or anything. You have nothing.
A taut face.
But right. What I do like, it is severe and they are like beautiful models, but they're like imperfect. But they're so like.
It's edgy.
It's interesting. Yeah. 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 So anyways, this brand, I love this brand. I'm still like, you know, on the fence about,
pre-order now.
Lab-grown diamonds versus real diamonds. But again, I'm starting to be against like mining anything in general.
Now,
I think this is, like, what are we doing?
Well, it is an interesting thing, right? Because lab-grown is so significantly cheaper and like so.
But still, haven't you heard that it like also, it also necessitates like so much energy to make even the lab grown that it is like it's not just like a you know like
no, it's
a
true
chemi-
it's not
chemical,
just
like
a,
you
those
know, reaction
rock making kits that our kids have like a crystal growing
yes.
set
yeah
yes. where you grow it in a glass
like
tube.
The pressure and the energy that it requires to actually even make the lab grown is like no joke
but also the human labor used to get real diamonds is terrible
no
and
it needs
like
to
such
stop.
A that's
it needs
that's
to,
no
it's
good.
Like kind of
so,
fucked up.
It is fucked
like,
up.
Like, it's like we're still smoking cigarettes. We're like, what are we doing?
Not good. Not good. So I agree. I think lab-grown is the way of the future. Absolutely.
I do too.
Yeah, absolutely. Wait, humans first.
Yes.
Annoying.
But even gold. I think even gold, like, it's, what, like we're digging the earth up.
Absolutely.
It will be all mined out soon. My Absurd. Friend talks about that all the time, actually.
Really?
Aurora, my friend Tiffany, she has that Aurora jewelry line.
Okay.
She's in LA.
All right.
She always is posting the gold, the market of gold and like how it's like going up and like how the predictions of like mining, like completely gold will be mined out.
And it will be
and
done. Like, yeah. Isn't that so crazy?
It's crazy.
Oh, the world's resources.
What
anyway, now that we've gotten
Let's
down
buy it. Jewelry. Connie's shopping Dorsey. We've lost her
well,
now for the rest of the
no,
time.
But I don't know what length to get. 15,
well,
16,
do you
or
want
18.
Pitbull or?
Well, oh, perfect. Wait, thank you.
Hello?
I'd like a
okay,
pitbull choker.
This is 15. That's 16.
Hang on. Actually, let me take it off because I'm not sure.
Do
now.
You have a tiny little neck?
No,
like a tiny little
I
supermodel?
That I gave
fucking
you
huge
the right,
head.
I want to make sure that I gave you the right information.
It's
I like
18, love it
guys.
So much.
It's 18. That's my neck. That's why I can't wear tennis necklaces.
So you can wear a 17.
What is this?
So this is why.
I need to make sure I gave you the right back.
I was concerned 16, I might be going like seven. Southwestern for
no,
a second.
It's 16.
It's 16. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
This is 15.
All right. So the one you're looking at is 18. I think that's right.
Do they make 18?
Mm-hmm. Let me show you.
Oh, yeah. Then do 18.
Like on your neck.
Yeah.
Like,
hang on. Hold that like you would like.
What if she went like this?
No, stop it. Stop. It's not my first time.
Tell me that's not 18, right?
No, but just to make
that's
her think 18. 18 was like a snug choker.
Hi.
No shit, my neck's huge.
No, 18 is fine.
That's 18. Does it come longer? No. So you could wear it 18.
I just need to get body jewelry.
Shorter.
I cannot go shorter.
No, then you have to.
No,
like
I think
18
with something
22.
Longer.
Yeah.
I think it's hard with that. I think 18 would totally work.
She's not looking at this. She's looking at the one with the diamonds at the bottom.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry
what's
about
the problem?
It.
What's the problem with it?
It's a bit of a pit bull choker again.
Hmm.
Oh, well.
I think you're
insane. No big deal.
Pitbull.
Ordered.
We have put so much stuff on your lap right now.
You can throw the coat.
So
no,
cozy.
I'm not putting this on the
fine.
Floor. Don't throw my dog.
I would never throw him.
Ships October 14th.
So cozy.
Okay, you guys. So I have to tell you a story about what happened to me this week. So I was at this lunch and I'm driving home. My nanny's picking up. So I have two campuses now.
Yep.
And normally, like, I try to do one pickup and my nanny does the other just because they're different times. And then one of the kids has to wait in the car for like an hour. I mean, it's like a whole thing. So on very rare occasions, I think this might've been the first, I said, the little one's got out first. I said, go pick up the older one. And he gets out at 3:30. Great, whatever. So it's 4 o'clock and I'm like on my way back from this thing. And she texts me like, I don't have Luca. Like no one, like he's not out here. Oh, no one knows where he is. And we have his friends who we carpool with the friends and the sister. Like we don't have Luca. We don't have Luca.
No.
And I'm like trying to like, I had just replaced the battery on his AirTag in his backpack, which like they're kind of like, they're not that great AirTags.
They're no,
okay.
They're not.
They're okay. Maybe. So it was like, haven't seen him in 7 hours. And so, and that morning, randomly, it was his friend's birthday. I saw them at drop off at the lower campus. This is hard to follow. And I always take him. And she goes, I'll take him. Jasper wants to drive with him. So I'm like, great. He gets in that car. She takes him to school. So then I start to think, maybe he never went into school and someone like scooped him up.
Oh my God.
So then I'm like, ask Ezra if he saw him today. Like ask, you know, someone. They're like, no, we saw him today. I'm like, okay. So either like he's been kidnapped. Or Jesus. He's like had a like passed out in a bathroom or something. I mean, like, I'm so mad at the school. I actually need to like when I have a minute to call them and like go this. There has to be a better system. And so there was a random number that had called me like I don't know before the lunch, and I didn't know the number. I didn't answer. I was like in the car, and so they had left me a voicemail. And so I listened to the voicemail, and it was like, you guys, I think I have it. Like I'm like, what is this number? What is this voicemail? And yeah, this is it.
We're on the edge of our seats.
I'm scared.
You can't really hear anything, but okay, just think about getting this.
Oh my God.
And you're
God.
Looking for your son.
No.
It was like, I think that's it.
And you hear a little. Thank shadow. God. I thought, like.
I'm like, that's him. I hear him. He's trying to talk to me. He's trying to call me. Oh my God, he's kidnapped. Like, so I call the number back and she's like, hello. And I'm like, hi, this is Samantha Silverman. I missed a call. And she's like, oh, she's like the principal of like the middle school. I'm like, where's Luca? My nanny can't find him. This was like, meanwhile, this is like 45 minutes later, like after pickup, like my son just doesn't, like, he's in seventh grade. And she goes, oh, he went to debate. My heart is like I'm like, you know, I'm throwing this bar mitzvah. I'm like, I've lost a son. Like he's gone. My heart is in my like feet. And she's like, yeah, I told him to call you. But he said he'll just email you instead. So I guess she had called me and was like, here, leave a message. And he was like, it's fine. I'll email her. But I'm like, Luca, we have never corresponded via email.
Wow.
So then, of course, I go to my emails, which I'm hundreds of emails behind. Sure. And it was like, going to debate, pick me up at 5. I'm like, well, like.
Wow.
Dead. So I'm like reeling. So there's two kids that aren't mine in my car. Two kids that are. They're all sitting in the car for an hour, like losing their minds, thinking like it's my nanny's crying. Like it was so traumatic, you guys.
This is awful.
But I think I told Luca, I said, listen, he's like, you're blaming me. I'm like, the bottom line is, you want to correspond via email? Let's talk about that. But you can't, if you send a message, you have to get confirmation that message was received. Otherwise, walk out from debate to the carpool and make sure everyone knows. But the fact that these security guards don't know where he is.
Terror. So frightening.
That never happens at my school.
Well, we're coming over. We're coming over.
That is so scary.
Yeah. Even talking about it, like I'm like, you can't find my kid. And then I'm trying to track the AirTag. It's like last seen 7.5 hours
worst
ago.
There's got to be something better than the AirTags.
Yeah. Oh,
let's
you know
move
what?
On let's, from AirTags.
No. Let's drop AirTags. You know you should get them for his bar mitzvah.
Chip in his neck? Like a dog? Would you think like, what a is phone. That? AKC? Could they like just chip a human? Please?
I'm sure
Why can't
he,
they?
I'm sure he wants that. A phone.
Yeah. I know.
Oh. This is what he said. If I had
a phone.
Right.
Well, it's true. If he had a phone.
But I don't know if he would have had it because, you know, they don't let them have it. Like, all, I guess they have it in their backpacks.
They give it to them, them after school.
Yeah.
So you can get it from the, I think the schools have them, which frankly, I 100% agree with. Lock your phone away during school. Yeah. I actually kind of think this particular incident is more on the school's onus than it is on the kid. And
they should have
the school's responsibility.
There should be an electronic check-in of like, these 100%. Kids are here. Like, they're like, we don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
Kids don't really know,
that's
actually.
The worst
so
feeling.
It's the school's fault. School.
Could I be the coolest aunt ever for his bar mitzvah and show up and like with an Apple bag?
I will disown you as a friend.
I'll be like, it's an iPhone 16 Pro Max.
Oh my God.
And they put me in the chair and bounce
they
me.
They sure would put you in the chair. 10 extra horrors
like,
for
it's
you.
Already set up. It's 323-888 stud.
So are you, your husband's Jewish?
Yeah, I'm Jewish.
You're
too.
Jewish too.
We're all Jewish.
You had a bat mitzvah.
I did not have a bat mitzvah. Okay. I did not enjoy the Hebrew school.
Okay.
And
okay.
We had a Jewish wedding. I have many a hora.
But both your parents are Jewish.
My parents are Jewish.
And will your kids have bar mitzvahs?
They will.
Yes.
They will. We will.
Abby has two sons.
Two boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old?
They are 8 and 11.
Oh, great age. How do you guys know each other then?
Okay. It's funny because we first met at LEC.
We met many years ago. And I want to talk about my girl crush on you.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would see Samantha, she would roll in and she was the chicest of, like, she always had
her hair down,
cute vibe, workout outfit. We were all there to work out. And this was when, like, LEC Fit was in the backyard, in garage. The garage. It was garage style. And she always had the best outfits. And like, I just really, I remember a specific sweatshirt that you had that I was like, I love your sweatshirt. Yes. You told me whereas I got it. Yeah. Like, I was like, good, great, influenced.
Influenced.
Like, you always had the best vibe.
Thank you.
So I just remember that from when we first met. And that's where we became friends. And then I've been following you around ever since.
Same. I was always obsessed with your face.
Oh, I love you. I'm obsessed with
and
your face.
And you were always so sweet. And we were like, you know, that the climate, I feel like it's better now. But in the beginning, it was like very like stoic, you know?
It was
like,
very regimented.
It's very regimented.
Also, you think about the people that came through that garage at one point. Yeah. It was a wild time. It was like people were just rolling in and rolling out.
Yes.
And I remember someone that I won't name who had a full laser surgery, but she came to the workout anyway, but in a hat and sunglasses. Like, it was like really
and
wild.
You could only fit like 9 or people or something in there. So it was like people were
cuckoo bananas.
Like ready to like cut a bitch
it
to get in there.
It was cutting a bitch.
Yeah. It was cutting a bitch.
It was a real wild thing to be a part of.
Do you
still go to the studio now?
No, I don't. I stopped doing it. And now I do like weight training at another gym.
Yeah.
But
it's just like life gets crazy.
But do you go down to the studio?
I do,
on La Brea?
But it's like, I mean, yes. And when I go, I love it. But I mean, it's harder and harder and harder. Like, because
it's far from your house.
It's far from my house. And then, like, yeah, it ends up being an extra hour I'm spending in the car, which I'm like, I need that hour.
I need that
hour too. Not the hour for the workout. I can do that. Yeah. It's the hour in between.
Mike and I were talking about this. He's like, because I was like, I want to go Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
He's like, fine. He's like, 2 hours? I was like, no, it's an hour. He's like, for you to get there and come home.
Transport.
1:45, whatever.
Are you
whatever.
A LEC Fit former
I dabble
person?
In it.
No,
you dabbler. She converted me.
Yeah.
But like, I dabbled.
It is a great workout.
Yeah, I want to get back into it.
I feel like it just really like resets you.
That 7 a.m. class and the 8 a.m. class though, you can just buzz over there in 15 minutes and bum back.
Oh, because there's no traffic.
No traffic.
Right.
So Abby's also friends with Wells. And, you were friends with her before school.
Yeah. She and I both used to have kids clothing lines.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
what was your kids clothing line?
It was called Sprightly Kids.
Oh, wait.
And it was really cute, actually.
Wait, was that with Corletto?
No, it was with another Melissa Levin.
Okay. Did Corletto have, did you ever do a party at Missy Corletto's house?
Yes.
Was it like striped and stuff?
Yeah, it was striped
pants. Oh my God, I had them.
You have them?
Yeah, and like the mustard long sleeve.
Yeah, mustard sweater.
Yeah.
It was really cute. The line was so cute, but kids' clothes is so hard to do. It's so, and very expensive to make.
Yeah.
So, that's how I met Wells, because she also had a kid. kids' clothing line with Veronique.
Like sparkles, yeah, she and had something.
Ice cream or, castles.
Yeah. Yes. And so we would, that's how I met her. Uh-huh. We were both like doing the kids' clothing line thing. And then of course we became amazing friends and I love her beyond.
Yeah.
She's so special.
And we were just trying to convince Ashley Dumpster to bring back A-Kid.
She killed it.
She should.
With that.
Again, though. She was a little bit different, but margins and the whole thing. And it's like the kids retail. I mean, it's retail, but it's not like, you know, I think retail is feasible, but having like an actual store, that's a whole nother thing.
It's so hard because it doesn't cost more to, it doesn't cost less to make a smaller garment.
Yes.
So this jacket, gotcha, whatever it costs to make this jacket, costs the same to make it for a kid size. But because this is for a woman, you could charge $400 for this.
Yeah.
For a kid's garment,
it has to be reasonable.
You cannot charge more than like 90, maybe 110. Yeah. Yeah. Like, and so you're really stuck.
Or else your market is like 2% of the country.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a whole nother like category. So it's really hard and quite impractical.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you want to do it again, I'm trying to pitch this to everyone because I have a 4-year-old daughter who likes to dress like a dumpster princess whore.
Oh my God, yes.
And it's like the shit she likes. I'm just like, it's cringeworthy. Or I'm like, I don't want to see another princess like screen printed onto a velvet dress with a tutu.
Yeah, with
you know what I mean?
On it maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a unicorn.
I'm like, why can't we make chic, ugly princess dress? You know what I mean? Like a princess dress, it's actually like pretty cool.
Oh, I love that idea.
I don't know. I'm sick of looking at them. So if anyone can help me out.
It's so short-lived, you know. When you're in it, like you're like desperate for it.
Desperate. Then, remember that line? Is the line new still cool? Yeah. Because that was the best version of princess dresses I ever saw.
I've never seen like one. It's all stars.
No, it's like they do like, black tutus.
They would do tutus and chiffon and stuff.
I don't see it. Well, I only go to Ragtag.
They're an Israeli.
Oh, Rag Tattoo.
Yeah.
They're an Israeli brand and they've actually sustained. They're one of the longest, I think, lasting.
Because, I love that.
Because they've stayed in their lane. Inconsistent, yeah.
And the fabric was always really good. And remember, it smelled nice.
Oh, do you know how many times I've like emailed them to be like, can I have the detergent you're using? They're like, it's our secret.
I never noticed that.
It smells nice.
Oh my
nice.
God, it comes. It, the first time I ever bought it, I called the store back to be like, I think someone returned this and washed it and returned it. Because it smelled so much like
strong
detergent. It was kind of amazing. And then once you started buying it more, you're like, oh, this is their thing. They send it. It's like
it's scented. It's so weird. Yeah. It's been so long since I thought about new because I'm so out of the kid space. My children dress themselves and have their own sense of like what they think is cool now. I can't even touch it.
Yeah.
But I'm reminded of what a cool brand that is.
Will you look up new? It's NUNUNU. Say new girls tutu. Just see what they have. Yeah.
I'm going to be so pissed if. Oh, yeah. Oh, I've never seen these. Is that weird?
Yeah, they do the skirts like that. The pink is kind of fun.
It's actually a good price.
Yeah.
Like that,
Oh my God, Lola would die.
That's a great price.
And it says elastic waist.
Oh, isn't that so cute?
And chic.
See, this is what I wanted someone to create.
Oh my God, I'm so glad.
It's on sale too.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Cody's going to be buying all sorts of shit later today.
Adds to cart. Look at those checkered things. Yeah. I mean, this is the best version of kids' clothes, I think.
They're a good.
Oh, it's on sale.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It was originally $98.
Yeah, and I would have paid that like if I had a girl who wanted to rock a tutu.
This one's 48. She would die for this.
Add.
Oh, $20.
Click on the black. This might be for a baby though.
Make sure they have her size.
Can you go to the size? I wonder if it goes up.
The other one was for the other one was for an older kid.
That's why.
Point is, keep your eyes peeled because they always do this.
Yeah, it goes on sale.
Yeah.
I wish I had known this. I just paid an Etsy vendor.
Girl.
Like over $100 to custom make the Wednesday Addams, the Netflix dress from the dance scene.
Amazing.
Some of those Etsy people do like extensions.
Incredible job.
Oh, I'm so, I don't have a daughter.
We listen to Lady Gaga, Bloody Mary every morning.
Oh, what? That is so cool.
I'm gonna dance.
Who was a Bloody Mary every morning?
Lola listens to Lady Gaga, Bloody Mary every morning.
That's
badass. And she's like, are we doing real hair or a wig? And I'm like, real hair, girl. We'll just spray paint your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's so excited for Halloween.
She's so excited.
Halloween is fun.
It's so much fun. Do your kids still
I decorate. Yeah. My kids, we go costume. We have a tradition. We did the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Are you all ready? Like, is your house styled up?
No, not yet. Oh. But the kids get really into it. I don't do it without them. Like, it's like, and if they didn't want to do it, I wouldn't do it. I don't care. Yeah, I'd do it for them.
See, my kids often want to do it. And I'm like, no.
She needs a Skelly. I feel bad she doesn't have a Skelly.
What about just
you don't have a Skelly?
She's talking about you.
Do you have a Skelly?
A skeleton?
Yeah.
Like a
13 footer?
I don't have a 13 footer. I have normal human sized ones that kind of sparsely, we kind of like
do you make them
around.
Do you make them do different things every year?
Yeah. No, I don't. But I mean, we have before. I think maybe this year we should.
So, okay. Can you give us your top like one or two most recent hacks, things that you're like excited about?
Oh my God. Hacks as in like ways to like, I don't hacks know, as
like
in.
Any, like how do you like to like do a quick hem on a pant to wear a belt to like, I don't know, whatever.
Safety pins are everything. I mean, I'll just like throw a thousand things at you right now. Safety pins always like pin up the back of your pants so you're not walking on your pants.
Yeah. Like underneath, so they're like
invisible? Like you stick a little pin right here just to like raise it up a little bit.
But if the your front pants can are still dragging, be, but the, so you're the not front, walking on them.
Yeah. Oh, so the genius. Front drags over your, genius. So the front covers your shoes. Mm-hmm. I would say also safety pin. What I've been doing right now is I'm very into like an oversized shirt, like a men's style shirt, but then I've been pinning them in the back a little bit on the inside, not on the outside, just because it's so much fabric. I'm really obsessed with proportion at the end of the day. Like that's really the only thing I care about.
Yeah, I saw that.
I love proportions. I really care because it's like, it can make the whole outfit. And if you are covered in fabric, it doesn't matter how cool your outfit is.
If there's no shape.
There's no shape and structure. You're just wearing a big pile of fabric.
You said big and small or small and big, but never small and small.
Whoa, look at her doing the little creep on you.
I love that.
A fashion stalker.
But wait, what do you mean? You pin the back so it just like cinch?
Pull it in. Right. I'll pull it in right here on the inside. Okay. And I'll just pin it just to give a white button down shirt a little shape. Otherwise, you're just wearing a flowiness.
Yeah.
And I don't love how that is. Yeah. The last thing I will say is always, always, always show your wrists. Mm-hmm. Because it makes pull your sleeves up, no matter like a button down shirt, a long sleeve shirt, a sweater, a blazer, whatever, a trench coat.
Yeah.
Roll your sleeves up.
Well, what do you say about, you know, I think I've seen recently like a lot of these like dresses or the Balenciaga, but other people too, I mean, are like doing like where the sleeves are like that.
Where the sleeves are like what?
Past your hands.
Oh, past your
like
hands.
Like a very like, I mean, is that just like.
That's like a witchy thing. That's a fashion thing.
But in general, otherwise.
In general, for an everyday outfit, for like a look, a look always looks better when it's pulled, when the sleeves are pulled up. When you can see your wrists, it makes, there's a proportion element that you can, it makes your whole body look.
I feel like that about ankles too, being short.
Yes, I agree with that too. Mm-hmm. Like if you're showing your ankles also, ankles does the same thing.
Yeah.
It like helps your body. It makes your body look more proportionate and kind of like
unless it's like a wide leg, of course, but like, I feel like my whole life, I mean, you know, I mean, I discovered hemming so long ago, but it can make such a big difference, especially like in like a straight leg, like, you know, I'm like, I'm so tall. It's like short on me. I remember when I was exactly growing up, like the only, I was so envious of like any girl who was tall and things. So it's too short on me. I'm like, it looks so good because you see the ankle.
You see the ankle.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you know about like taking stuff to the tailor because that is also the number one way to make your clothes look expensive.
And even my son, I mean, I think you're probably getting there too with like the kid sizing. Like Luca is, I mean, and it's been like this for the last year where he's like the kid's clothes, like some of the larger ones are too small, but then the men's sizing's too big.
Yes.
And so we've started by men's sizing, but like where the t-shirt fits in, but then it's like so long.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, well, we can hem the t-shirt. Like, and it makes a huge difference.
I love that. I love that you do that for your kids. That's really cool. What a good like lesson to teach them. Yeah. It really does. It makes
such a big difference.
Makes such a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the rolling the sleeves, the cuff them, hem them, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But when you can see a little skin there and a little skin there,
it creates another line.
And it makes your
You know what
whole
we should buy? Here's what we all should buy. All three of us.
Talk to me.
What?
I was the other night sleuthing around Amazon, mm-hmm. I was like, maybe I'll just buy something to staple my clothes.
Oh, I made a video about it. Yes. You didn't get to that one yet.
We didn't get to
did
that
you,
one yet.
Did you watch?
No, I didn't get to that one yet.
It's a little, and it's so good because you know why I started using it too is because I would always put people in blazers with nothing underneath. Wait, is it for clothes?
Oh, yeah. Yes. And it's
clothes
just
stapler. Can we Google that, please?
It's like, you know what I think it is, actually? It's plastic.
It's a tagging gun.
Okay, so I saw you doing this and I didn't understand what you were doing. It's
genius.
But it's not a tagger.
It's a tagging gun. And it puts a little teeny tiny, it's called a Stitch Fix or whatever. Yeah. And it puts a teeny tiny, you know how when you get a little tag on?
Yes. Right.
But it's a little plastic one.
But this is not meant to be a fastener for a tag. This is meant to hem.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a quick hem. So, for example, like I saw some girl, she was like short torsoed like us. And she was like shirts that just fall. Like she wants to wear blousey shirts, but it falls too long. So she takes it and flips under the front a little and just tags it.
So you don't notice this?
No. It's clear. This is like stylist kit. I always have this with me.
Like, have you been doing this for like 10 years?
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to buy this and then I'm going to buy a little, they do these like little do-it-yourself, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, sewing machines where I'm like, there's so much shit I just want to hem quickly where you can hem stuff easily if you have
Depends on what it is, but I mean.
Not legit clothing.
You know what doesn't work? Workout tops or something. Hem tape looks so horrible. It is the worst thing
hem tape
ever
is
invented.
But real tape, if you need real, like if what's better than that is double-sided tape, which I have definitely used before in a pinch where I'm like,
Sure, but not to like
not for real.
Do you know what you can use if you need really good tape? That silver, sparkly silver, like duct tape.
Ooh.
What?
That holds up a hem like a motherfucker.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Wait.
Could ruin the fabric, but it holds it up.
You will not walk on your pants.
I love Cottie's sensibility. She's just like going for it.
I really feel you because you're like, let's do what makes sense right now.
Yeah.
This is what we need today.
Absolutely.
And that is this.
That is this.
So
when I saw you doing it, I thought it was I'm like, why is she tagging?
I will tag a blazer too.
And even dresses when it together. Opens too much, you just go like that.
No, but I've never seen it with the tiny thing.
Oh.
I thought you like tagging. No. Like why? That's I don't understand.
That's it. This is
hopefully it can be delivered by 2. Oh no. It can't.
Can you grab me one by 2 p.m. please? I'm leaving on a camping trip. I might have to hem my fur.
your fur requires no adjustments.
I really think it's good.
I think
right?
It's perfect in every way.
Everyone's gonna be like, are you okay?
Can you give her the poor puppy?
Oh my God, yes. I'm sorry.
He slept that entire podcast.
Oh my God, hold on. Let me French kiss him.
Connie, how old is he?
9 weeks.
Oh my God. He's fine. Do they have any more? Oh
my God. Yeah.
Do they?
Don't curse. He's Mormon.
Certainly don't drink any coffee.
No hot caffeinated beverages.
My body's a temple.
But maybe he needs some Diet Coke.
Oh my God, definitely does.
Who is this goddess? I'm like,
that is the other thing about the Mormons. This dog is unreal. I'm sorry.
It's like fake.
But it hurts me.
The Mormon thing with the soda and the workarounds.
Soda?
You can't have hot drink caffeine. You can have cold caffeine.
But you can have a Diet Coke the size of a river.
But you can't have regular Coke?
You can have regular Coke.
Just can't be hot.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it iced coffee?
No. Not allowed.
No coffee.
Because it was hot at one point?
I don't know. Is that...
Why can't Mormons drink coffee? Yes. This is like, you guys, we have so many topics we could have gone down like major rabbit holes on. Mormons, okay, in the word of wisdom, the Lord commands Mormons to abstain from harmful substances.
Mormons are also taught.
Mormons are taught not to drink any kind of alcohol. Mormons are also taught not to drink hot drinks, meaning coffee or any tea other than herbal tea, and not to use tobacco. But why? Let's click on why are they against coffee below.
But they drink so much soda.
It's a workaround. It's harmful substance. I mean,
disgusting.
Hot drinks means both coffee and tea. And tea. Cottie, you would be upset
despite
by that.
Despite what many snippy outsiders and nitpicking insiders think, there is no general church prescription against faithful members consuming caffeinated sodas. Yes.
What are the other workarounds? So they can do Diet Coke?
Well, there's also a bunch of sexual workarounds that they're famous for.
We were talking about that.
I mean, that's a whole nother category.
That's a whole nother episode of that we're going to have to.
Loopholes. Oh my gosh.
Laughing gas?
Oh, yeah. They get so much Botox because they give them laughing gas, which, by the way, in LA, we know that
laughing gas
during Botox is not a thing. We just get our regular Botox. Oh. Has anyone ever offered you laughing gas?
I was like, no one's ever offered me that.
Exactly.
Luca told me last night that Kanye West is addicted to what is the laughing gas called?
Nitrous oxide?
Yeah, that the dentist has been giving it to him.
What is Mormon Slim Jim?
Have you guys heard this?
This is
13-year-old news.
A clickbait.
So Abby Arad, everybody, Abby Arad,
your stylist says
she's
things.
She's a great friend, stylist.
Thank you,
extraordinaire.
Love you both. Thank you.
Of course.
This
thank
is
you.
So fun.
So fun. Look at me. I'm already styled.
Don't worry about it.